turn with me to Psalm 119. And I will let you know to begin with, I am not going to be reading the entire chapter this morning. Psalm 119. It is an amazing chapter. The longest chapter in the Bible, consisting of 176 verses, made up of 22 stanzas, 8 verses each, and each of those stanzas headed by a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And one other bit of information. Of the 176 verses, all but 5 of them, meaning 171 verses, have to do with the law, the word, the commandments, the precepts, the statutes, the testimonies of the word of God. God is trying to get a thought across to the people that He has some guidelines, some commandments, some precepts. And out of 176 verses, 171 of those have those words, one of those words in the word, the law, the judgment, the statute, the testimonies, or what have you. What a chapter. I'm going to read verses 9 through 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Possibly, the most well-known, most loved chapter of the Bible is the 23rd Psalm. And it begins by, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I say, amen. Aren't you glad he's your shepherd? Thank God. Then in the next chapter, the 24th chapter, in the third verse, the question is asked, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? In reality, he's asking, who's going to heaven? Who will enjoy the blessings of God, the presence of the Lord, forever? And in the next verse, the psalmist gives the answer, saying, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart. From scripture reading that I've read from the 119th Psalm, the question is asked, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can a man clean up his life? That's the Jones translation. How can a young man get rid of sin and serve God without having to sin all the time, clean up his life? And in these three verses, the psalmist shares his experiences, what has happened in his life, how it all came about. And I would like to preach today from these verses. How does a young man clean up his life? In the ninth verse, let me read it again. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? First thing I want you to remember, I want you to understand, this young man in the psalmist is writing about wants to be clean. He wants something to happen in his life. He's searching for something. Let me tell a story from the 10th chapter of Mark. The Bible says a rich young ruler came to Jesus. Doesn't call him a rich young ruler, but he was a ruler. He was rich and he was young. He came to Jesus and he asked the same kind of question. He said, dear good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In essence, he would say, what must I do to go to heaven? What will it take to enjoy the blessings of God in eternity in the presence of the Almighty God? How can I make it? The psalmist is saying, what is required? What must I do? And so I come to you today with the answer from the 119th Psalm, to be saved, to be cleansed from sin, have the assurance of that we have everlasting life. I want you to keep this in mind to begin with. Listen, if you will, no one can be cleansed from sin until he realizes he's a sinner. Until he realizes sin causes you to be unclean. Until he understands his uncleanness will keep him out of heaven. Until he is really with the emptiness of living in sin. Let me say this with you. As long as someone is really enjoying a sinful habit and enjoying sin, they will likely not seek to get clean rid of it. I'm glad the gospel convicts. And we realize how foolish we are living on something that does not satisfy and pushing aside that which does satisfy. Thank God for the Word. And now the young man in Psalms, well, how can I be clean? How can I spend my life as a clean person and enjoy the blessings of God? So the first step toward a man having his life cleansed from sin, he must want to be clean. He must want to be cleansed from sin. As long as a person enjoys it, I say it again, as long as a person is enjoying sin, it's likely that he'll never want to turn away from it. Until the Holy Ghost begins to deal with his heart. So let him know there's something much better out there. There's one thing of which you can be assured today, that if a person wants to be saved, if a person wants to be forgiven, if a person wants to be cleansed from sin, he can be. And I say, amen. I've read the scripture, and I found a verse that says this, he that cometh to God, will in no wise be cast out. He is saying to us today, he said, Brother Jones, you're preaching mostly to the church, I know it. But you know what? The church needs to realize the devil's out to destroy. Help us to realize God has the answer to keep clean. Not only to cleanse us, but to keep us clean. And to present us holy, unblameable in the presence of the Almighty in the last day. And that's what God wants for all of us. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. When a person wants to be saved, when a person really wants to be cleansed, when a person really wants to be forgiven, they can be, because the Lord has come for that very purpose, to seek and to save that which was lost. So keep that in mind. We must want to be cleaned up. But there's one thing of which we can all be assured we can have that. Take a look. I like the mention from the 9th verse, a person gets his life straightened up by taking heed unto according to the Word of God. Let me say that again. We get our lives straightened out according to the 9th verse, by taking heed to therefore, according to thy word. Not according to some creed, a doctrine, a dogma, or something, but according to the say of the Lord God. How many different directions people try to go this way, this way, this way, and all trying to feel like everything's going to be alright. There's only one way to heaven. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ being the Savior. Thank God, by obeying, he says in that 9th verse, by taking heed to the Word, by obeying what God has to say in His Word. I mention it's not by creed. It's not by some dogma or some tenet or some theory of man, but what thus saith the Lord. I leave this with you today and go along. My throat is messed up. It doesn't bother me, but it's not easy to say. It's not easy to hear. And sometimes it gets so raspy that I lose so out on it. But I'm going to leave this with you today. I thank God that He's made it possible for the one that really wants to serve Him, we can. Man, the one that really wants to live for God can. The man that wants to live a clean and pure life can. God has made it possible. We've got so many out there preaching that you just cannot live it. God has made the road too straight. It's too narrow. No one can live it. Somebody mentioned to me or some of our church folks sometime, the way Brother Joe preaches, nobody's going to heaven. Nobody can live that straight. Let me just say this with you. If I'm preaching it different from the Bible, come tell me. But if it takes a straight and narrow walk to make it, I want everyone to know it's going to take a straight and narrow walk. And so he said, take heed to the Word of God. All of the Word of God. How many today have taken this page out because it doesn't line up with what they believe? And they're taking this page out because my grandmother said it's this way, and I'm not going to believe anything else. Listen, Joseph, if grandma is wrong, you need to be right. Amen. If grandma is right, you need to follow grandma. Amen. Hey, I've been here, made up their mind. I know what I believe, and I don't care what the Bible says. I'm going to believe what I believe. You know what the psalmist said? Take heed to the word. Take heed to what the Bible has to say. And the thought just came to me. Because of that, read your bulletin about the assignment for Wednesday night for the sanctuary class. Read the 16th chapter of Matthew and the 18th verse. And read the 18th chapter of Matthew, verses 15 through 18. And we're going to discuss it tonight. And this is the part that Wednesday night. And this is the part that I want to bring to our attention from what I've just said. We need to thus saith the Word of God. Whatever the Bible says, that's what it is. No other way. Whoever it might be, if it's Jim Jones or anybody else, the Bible is the right way. And he said, take heed to what the Word has to say. Obey. Cleansing comes by obeying the Word. And the good news is, and I jot this down as I was praying and thinking, no sin is too black. No habit too binding. No vocabulary too vile. No deed too evil. But the blood of Jesus can take care of it. Amen, amen. I'm glad everybody did not know me when I was living in sin. But I'm glad that God changed me. Amen, amen. Brother, we've got something to shout about. I promise that I quit doing this and I quit doing that. I'm going to change my life. Did you know only God can change the life? And I'm glad that He does. Obeying the Word of God. I mentioned last Sunday the song that we often sing. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I say thank God for the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It transforms lives, made it possible to have clean hands and a pure heart. I'll just add that here, since it's not Bible study time. When the psalmist said in the 24th chapter, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and pure heart. Clean hands represents deeds. Your deeds are not evil. Clean hands and a pure heart. Pure heart represents sanctification. Loving God with all. Clean, clean, clean. Cleansed. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall abide in the holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. And everyone needs to be cleansed by the power of God. I'm glad that He does it. I'm glad that He does a good job. What a Savior. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Obey God's Word and you can live in victory. Thirdly, in the 10th verse, the psalmist says, with my whole heart have I sought Thee. And I say, amen. That is the key in the entire Bible. From Cain and Abel, from Adam and Eve, until you get to John the Revelator in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, and all of us in between, and all the way down to the end. Let me share this with you today. If you serve God with all of your heart, you can live in victory. Not only had he learned from God's Word how to clean up his life, he did something about it. That's where so many go wrong. That's where so many miss out. They know what's required. They know what the Word says. They know what God has spoken in His Word to us about. And yet they're like James said, they're only hearers and not doers. Another thought came to me. I have a brother that got married to a Baptist preacher's daughter. I have another brother that married a Methodist girl. Another brother that married a Methodist girl. I am not here to put down anyone's religion at all. Some of them live very clean lives. My brothers and their wives. And so I'm not casting aspersions at all. But I want to come to you this way today. We were all raised in a holiness home. In a Pentecostal environment. And it seemed the hand of God move and work as we were growing up. And my nephew, one of my brother's sons, he'd been to the Naval Academy, he went to Randolph-Macon College and University, God called him to preach. He wanted to be a football coach, basketball coach, baseball. He played them all, and he was good. God called him to preach, and he was assigned to Baptist Church right out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And he got down to Rocky Mount, and some people were getting saved in his church. And some of them had 10 folks in the Pentecostal Holiness Church in town. My nephew was pastoring just outside of Rocky Mount in a small town. But there were some 10 folks in both the churches, and they were going to have a baptismal service, and so they decided to have a joint baptismal service. The Baptists and the Pentecostals. And God began to move. And my nephew went to my brother, who was married to a Baptist preacher's daughter. And now it's been 30 years, maybe, since they were married. And the son went to his daddy and said, "Daddy, the service was so different at that joint baptismal service." He said, "You were raised in Pentecostalism. You were raised in the Holy Church. What? What is it about? The difference that I felt from our church and what this people believed in. We were not there to discuss our doctrine and what's up. We were just there to baptize, and God just came down." And he went to his daddy, and this is what his daddy said. He said, "Chip, you need to go to your Uncle Glenn or your Uncle Pete. They still believe and follow the Pentecostal holiness doctrine." I thought this, and I'm not here, I hope you understand, I'm not putting my brother down at all. But he had something real back yonder. But he got caught up in something that now where the reality came along, he couldn't explain it to his son. I wish I could tell you that his son received the baptism. I wish I could tell you that he's become an outstanding preacher. He became discouraged, left the ministry, and coaching a football team at Fort Union Academy. He's a good boy. He lived a clean life. But somewhere along the line, something happened. Something happened. I'm leaving this with you, and I'm talking about my family. I'm leaving it with you this morning. Who's going to go to heaven? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostals, whoever, have clean hands and a pure heart. And it's so important for us to understand today, we cannot clean ourselves up. We can't lift ourselves up by the bootstraps. Some things we can't explain. Only God. But those that are hungry for the Word, those that are hungry to obey God, those that desire to be clean, God will take care. God will minister to us. Stay with it. Stay in the Word. He said in that 10th verse, "I sought with him." Well, let me read it. "Oh, with my whole heart have I sought thee." When somebody sells out to God and seeks God with everything they have, with their whole heart, that's the key, that's the answer. Amen. Not only had the psalmist learned from God's Word how to clean up his life, he did something about it. And that's where so many have missed out. They know what they ought to do, but they don't do it. My God, help us to be doers of the Word, and not just hearers only. Because of that, many remain in sin, stay bound by some habit. Let me leave this. Let me leave this with you today. Some people have the idea, "I've got a habit. I know it's simple. I've been saved, but I still have the habit." If it's a sinful habit, you better get rid of it in a hurry. Because a sinful habit will have no place in the glory world. Keep that in mind. I am not here with a list. I'm not here with a laundry list or any other list of this and this, what you can do, cannot do. But I want you to understand, if you have a habit that's contrary with the Bible, get rid of it. Get rid of it this morning. Jesus might come this afternoon. You don't want to have that with you when that day comes. He's giving no more excuses to some man. He's obeying God with all of his heart. No more, no longer justifying his actions, trying to say, well, this and this and this. No longer is he just a hero of the creed. Now he's seeking God with all of his heart. And that's the answer. Let me read something to you from this Bible. The Bible is so strong about seeking God with all of your heart. Turn to the second verse of that chapter. Blessed are they that keep his commandments, the testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. Notice the third verse that I just read. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Look at the 34th verse. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. The 58th verse. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. The 69th verse. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep the precepts with my whole heart. 144th verse. It says, I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. Then we go shout out to God with our whole heart. We can live in victory. Loving God with everything you've got. Holding back nothing. Holding back nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God calls for total commitment, for full surrender, for loving Him with everything that you have. It means a person must let go. Give rid of anything that's contrary to God's Word, anything that would cause him to remain unclean, whatever it might be. We sing the song, I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender all to Him, I feel a good. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Do you know where the peace of God comes and the joy from heaven comes? When you surrender everything. When you lay all on the altar. When you give Him your entire self. I like the words of Joshua. My daddy quoted it. I've quoted it. As for me and my house, we're going to serve God. When your children get older and they get out, they're on their own. They have to answer to God. But I like what my daddy taught, and I taught my wife and I taught our two boys. As long as we are in our home, we're going to church. Brother Jones, did you have any say-so in the matter? Yes. My say-so was, yes, sir, daddy. I'm going. Some of them preach Brother George out nothing. You should have been their psychic at 15 or 14, and if you caused them to go to church when they don't want to, they might never want to go to church. Maybe they won't. But as long as they're in my house, they won't. The world philosophy was different. That's between you and God. My daddy tried to obey the Bible. And so my wife and I tried to do the same thing. Train up a child in the way he should go. And as long as your child has to stay in the home, you're not training them where they should go. Amen, amen. I made a statement from this pulpit years and years ago. You got an 18-month-old child, two-year-old child, three-year-old child, and they rule your house. Your house is in chaos. Amen. Amen. And a lady that did not have any children when I said that had some children later on. Came to me. She doesn't sit in this church now. Came to me and said, Brent. She happened to be a family member. She said, Ben, what you said was true. She had a little tiny one. A little tiny one throwing fits, and they didn't know what to do. A little tiny one wanted to have her way. They didn't know what to do. If you go to the Bible, you'll find out what to do. And if we obey the Bible, it's always the best. God's ways are not hard. I've read in the Bible that the way of the transgressor is hard. It's hard to kick against the priest. It's hard to go against God. That's why you come this way. If you're going that way, you're going against God all the time. Fighting a battle. Oh, it's good to lie there with God. Lock, stock, and barrel with your whole heart. Amen, amen. I will seek Him with all of my heart. And then in that 10th verse when He said, Thy word have I with my whole heart. And then finally, in that 11th verse, after obeying God's word and having his sins forgiven, after being washed in the blood, after committing his life to the Lord, with his whole heart, after making a full surrender, determined to serve God. He says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. He's thankful for a new life. And he doesn't want to go back to sin. He doesn't want to return to the sinful habits that were one time he lay in his life. He doesn't want to fall into sinner's trap. He doesn't want to be like that pig or that hog or that ghost that's cleaned up and then returns to the swamp or to the hog pen. He doesn't want to be like the dog that's cleaned up and then returns to his vomit, the Bible says. He wants to go on with God. He wants to make it all the way. Brother, we said make it. If I'm preaching one thing this morning to this church, we've come this far by faith, and we can make it.
Yes.
By the grace and help of God, if we'll go God's route, if we'll obey the Word, if we want to be something for God, if we want to serve God, if we want to obey God, if we want to live right, and so we're determined to live right and cross the finish line with victory. So he learns the Word of God. He gets it in his heart. He gets it in his mind. Thy word am I here in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. He's determined to receive the reward at the end of the journey. So he gets the Word of God. He learns the Word of God. He attends Sunday school. He attends the Bible study. He has private devotions at home. He absorbs the Word. He feasts upon the Word of God. Hallelujah. This book is a wonderful book. If you miss one day, you can tell it. If you miss 2 days, your companion can tell it. And if you miss a week, just about everybody can tell it. He said, Brother Jones, I don't see much difference. I'll tell you what, you can't feast on everything else besides this.
Amen.
This is the answer. We get up a little earlier on Sunday morning, and my wife asked me, what time are we leaving? I said, 8:30. And at 8 o'clock, we were dressed, ready to go. I'd already read chapters in the Bible for my devotions. At 8 o'clock, we were sitting there waiting for the time to come. Now, we could have come on then. But my wife was already asked, oh, really? Why did we go so early? So I didn't say let's go another half hour earlier. But I leave this with you, and I'm a nobody from nowhere. Keep this in mind. When I fell in love with the Lord, something happened. I wanted to serve God. When I went to that altar, I wanted my life to be lived for God. I didn't want it to be like I'd seen so many others.
Amen.
And the way I'd been myself. Go to the altar, get saved, and then a few days, a week, or months later, gone back into sin. I didn't want that. I'd seen so many people testify how much they love God, and the next month, they don't even see them in church. They're gone. They've quit. Throwing up their hands. I don't mean that they moved away or they went to another church. Just quit God. And when we walked down the aisle, I made up my mind, God, I don't want to be one of those that's lukewarm or one of those hot one day and cold the next. I want to serve you with all of my heart. I want to live for you, God. I want to be ready. If you come at midnight hour, I want to be ready. If you come early in the morning before the alarm goes off, and we don't have an alarm set, but if you come whatever time you come, I want to be ready. If you come when I'm preaching, I want to be preaching the truth.
Amen.
And living the truth.
Amen.
Whenever you come. And I'm glad this morning that if we'll go God's route, wherever shall a young man cleanse his way? Who's going to heaven? How do we stay clean? By hiding the Word of God in our heart. And when Satan comes against us with something, we can let him know. The Bible says it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Almighty God. Get this in your heart. Have your young people, have your children, have the young people to memorize as much Bible as they can. Give as much scripture. Let me leave this with you, and I'm going to close today. In the 30s, fundamental Christians and evangelicals were enjoying the blessings of God in Germany. They thought everything was going to continue as it was. Many Christians who loved God, served God. And there came a time And Adolf Hitler came on the scene and they were deceived by him, because I believe the devil has part in it. And did you know it wasn't too long before they took every Bible from the believers? I am not here to scare anyone. I don't believe it's going to happen. I believe the Lord's coming. But if the Lord tarries, what would you do if you didn't have a Bible? How would you make it if you didn't have a Bible? Not another verse to read. Nothing. All gone. Confiscated. Taken. The psalmist says, I have hid thy word in my heart. Let me leave this in our clothes. Whatever's hidden there, no one can take it from you. No one can take it from you. If you hide it right there. And the psalmist said, I've hid it there so that I will not sin against you. When the enemy comes against me, I have the word of God hid right in there. And I can say to the enemy, get behind me. It is written. It is written upon the tables of my heart. Learn all the Bible, get it as much as you can in your heart and in your mind. And I know it's not easy to memorize when you get above, I was going to say 50, when you get above 25. It's not as easy as it used to be. And you start just trying when you get 80 to try to memorize. It's hard. It's real hard. But read it and read it and read it, and if you can't memorize it, at least it's down there somewhere in your mind and in your heart. And when the devil comes against you, I believe this, the Holy Ghost will bring it to your attention. Something you've never memorized, but you've read it. You heard Brother Joe preaching, you heard somebody teach it, the service did you, and the word of God is real down in there, and the Holy Ghost brings it right to your attention. Brother, you're serving a big God. Who's going to heaven? Those who have clean hands, pure heart. Anita, Steve, and myself, as we raised our hands, and everybody else that loves God. I didn't ask for a show of hands, but I got it. And that's all right. My wife is coming to the piano. Thank God. The question is raised by the psalmist in the 119th Psalm. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How can he? The psalmist said in the 24th chapter, who's going to heaven? Then he answers it in the next verse, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. And I leave it with the church today. If you're not serving God with all of your heart, if you're not sold out to God, do it today. Commit it all today. Don't wait until the night service. Brother Tom, minister, he might not even get the minister tonight. The Lord might come. Do it now. If there's something missing in your life, if there's a habit in your life, if there's anything contrary to the Bible. Remember, when we stand before God, we're not going to stand with a manual or the book of our tabernacle or the discipline of the sins of God. We're going to stand with the Word of God. How we measure up to the Word. Think about it. Will you stand together with me?